Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Simin Shin Samech Vav Si'if Yud. This is page Reish Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch in Si'if Yud. When you're Mezaka in the Eruv using somebody else, Lo Yizak al Debno Bito Akadanim, do not be Mezaka in the Eruv utilizing your young children under Bar Bas Mitzvah by having them make the Kinyan on behalf of the community. Afilu Meinim Smuch Mal Shulchano, even if they are independently wealthy, whatever, they started their own business in the third grade, and they don't take your support. Nevertheless, they cannot be mezak in the eruv for everybody else. V'lo al yidei avdo v'shivchas haknanim, nor can your eveder shivcha knanis. Avol mezak al yidei bno bito hagdolim, but you may utilize your adult children. Afilu smuchem al shulchano, even if you support them. V'al yidei avdo v'shivchas evrim afilim ktanim, and you may also utilize your Jewish eveder shivcha, even if they are ketanim, valide ishto afal pishi malamazonos, and you may also utilize your wife to do this, even though you feed your wife and you give her mazonos. Vafilu ein la bayis bechatzer, even though she doesn't own a home in the chatzer. So that is opinion number one, that you cannot utilize ketanim or kenanim, but you may utilize anybody else, any adult, even if you support them. V'yeshomrim, second opinion, sheinu mazak debino bito smuchem al shulchano, afilu heim Gedolim, that anyone that you support cannot make the kinyan in the Erev on behalf of others. Nor can your daughter do it, even if she does not rely on you for support, calls Manchelo Bagra, as long as she's not yet a Bogeres. Nor can you utilize your wife for this purpose, if you support her, or if you said to her that she gets to keep her ma'aseh yadayim, and then you won't have to support her, even if she has a house in the chatzer, aval mezaka al yidei bno she'eino samach al shulchano. But you're allowed to utilize for this purpose your son who does not rely on you, afilu hu katan, even if he's a child, even if he's under bar mitzvah, va'yidei bito shebag raveinu smuch al shulchano. Or your Bogeris daughter who does not rely on you for support. Or your wife who you do not support, even if she doesn't have a house in the chatzer. They can be mezak in the area for the community. We should be choshish for both opinions when it's possible. And that therefore means that pretty much none of these people, because whatever one opinion holds, the other opinion holds they can't do it. But b'di'avad, we rely on the mekel when it comes to an eruv, because eruv is all drabanan. And if you have a married child, even though you're still supporting your married children, nevertheless, they can make the kinyan the eruv for others. And that's even mutal lechanchila. And the people that you're making the kinyan on behalf of, you do not need to let them know about it before Shabbos. That even if they only find out on Shabbos, they could start to carry right away. Sif katan nun hei. Al yidei bno bito akatan, mimnei shiyadun kadovim kein. So that your young children are considered just an extension of you, so by you being makna to them and they're being kona on behalf of everybody else, it's like you putting it from your right hand into your left hand. It accomplishes nothing. And the same is true with Nevi Kanani or Shivcha Kanani, so just an extension of you. So we said, the first opinion said, an adult child, even if you support them, may make the error for other people. Even though in such a case, whatever they find would belong to their father, but that's only a din midrabanan to not create a relationship of animosity. Because we're afraid that if they get to keep their own metzia, then you're going to say, well, why should I give them mezonos? But in this case, where your interest is that they should be able to make a kinyan for other people, then then of course they could do it. They are a gedolim, and therefore they have the right to make a kinyan. Afilu heim ketanim. So we said that even That your Evan and Shivcha Ivrim, even if they're Ketanim, can work. That even though generally Ketanim cannot be make a Kinyan on behalf of other people, but over here, since it's an Eruv, which is only Drabanan, we're makel by an Evan and Shivcha. But we're only going to be makel by an Evan or Shivcha, but not by your young children. Because your children. Yad is like an extension of your yad. When you give to somebody else's child, that's not an extension of your yad. So we allow them to make the kinyan on behalf of whoever they're acquiring the eruv for. Val yidei ishto dikshnosin la'acher matana acher matana almenas she'in lebayla rishus ba mahani. If someone wants to give your wife a gift almenas that you don't have any rights to it, it works. Hareid yesh lezakos se'atzma. So you see that she has the ability to be kona things. So adin diachol lezakos. So therefore, you have the ability to be makne through her to other people. Even if she doesn't have a house, the reason we mentioned even if she doesn't have a house is because there's one opinion in the Gemara that she can only be zocha in the eruv if she has her own house that requires the heter of this eruv. So migo that she's it's going to work for her own house, so let it work for everybody else's house. So we're saying not like that opinion. But then we add v'yeshomrim, a second opinion in Shulchan Aruch, sviru luhu dedamya eruv linin mitzia, that an eruv follows the pattern of the halachos of mitzia. De kol heicha disviru linin mitzia dein liyad b'fnei atzma v'shayich la'avien, o bishu shemotzis mitzia v'shayich le'baila, hu adin lin eruv ein liyad b'fnei atzmam, v'adayin lo yasim rishuso. Anyone about whom we would say that when they find a mitzia, it belongs to the father slash husband, they cannot be zocha in the eruv for other community members. If it's your adult daughter, but she still relies on you for support, so then her metzia would go to you. And according to this opinion, if her metzia goes to you, she cannot make the eruv for other people. Anyone who's not yet a bogeris, the metzia goes to the father. Any wife that you support, the metzia goes to the husband. Or we made a deal that she keeps her maisi adayim and you keep your mizonos, and it's sufficient to support her. Because if it's not sufficient to support her, then the metzia wouldn't go to the husband. She'd be allowed to keep the metzia. Even if she has a house, and she eats the mazonos that her husband provides for in that house. And therefore, I might have thought that since Migo, that she's zocha in this eruv for her own house, she's zocha for other people as well. That's why some of you, it does not work like that. Vatam, why doesn't it work like that? To be honest, the atzma in sorg ain't shrich eruv klal, because for herself, she doesn't really need an eruv. Dunim shecha sachar baila, because she's just an extension of her husband. And therefore, there is no migo, because it's not migo that she's kona on her, for herself. She's for her own house. She's kona for other people's houses. She doesn't need to be kona for her own house because she's just an extension of her husband. Afilu hu katan. So he said, even if he's a katan, why is it that he can acquire the eruv? He's a katan, because if he's self-sufficient, then his metzia doesn't go to the father. And if the metzia doesn't go to the father, then he could be kona the eruv on behalf of the community. Shabag Raviyana Smucha, Ratzalomer Dafka Bof and Zed, Velo Kadea Harishona, Disvirle Dik Shabag Rafil Besmucha Mezaka Al Yada. That it's Dafka in such a case, and not like the first opinion that holds that once she's an adult, even if she's being supported, she can acquire the heir for others. Vichain Bali Deishta, Dafka Echashain Malla Mazonos, doesn't see us Latzma Velo Labaila. And the same is true when it's talking about your wife making the heir, that it's only when you're not giving her mezonos, because then she gets to keep her own mitziah. And if she could keep her own mitziah, she can make the eruv for other people. Samachtes al divrei amekel be'eruv, that we rely on the more mekel opinion by eruv, at least b'di'eved. Ratzalomar bein katan ve'ein samach al shulchano. O gadol avsha samach, whether it be a child who you're not supporting, or whether it be an adult who you are supporting. V'chein bal yidei ishto afal pishamal la mezonos, or a wife, even if you are giving her mezonos. She'esh lo isha, but if you have an adult married child, shows hakol al das atzma v'lo al das aviv, so therefore he makes his own decisions, even though you're supporting him, he can be kona of the eruv for other people. And then the last halacha we said was that you don't need to let the people you're making the eruv for, you don't need to let them know in advance of Shabbos. Dizachal adam shalo b'fanav, you can be zochal adam shalo b'fanav. So essentially what we learned tonight is that there are two opinions about who is eligible to make the kinyan in the eruv on behalf of other people. The first opinion was that it needs to be someone who's a bardas, who is an adult, who is not just an extension of your own hand. And the second opinion is, it's anyone who, if they were to find a mitziah, it would not belong to the father slash husband. How do we paskin? So we said, the Shulchan Aruch said, l'chadchilu should be choshesh for both opinions, but b'di'evet, since it's an eruv matter, we could be mekel b'di'evet like both opinions. And then we said, but for sure, if you have an adult child who's married, even though you support them, they for sure can be zochan the eruv for other people. And the last halacha we learned is that the people you're making the eruv for do not need to know about it before Shabbos. You can let them know on Shabbos, and then they may go ahead and carry utilizing that eruv. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening, and Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll be back to regular time, regular place. Sorry I was running late tonight, the dinner ran a little late.